All right, we are back. We are on with more Freedom Business. D is just getting the feel of the show. Larry is letting him do that, helping him do that. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go right into it with our first segment. We've got Richard Berkowitz in the house. And Richard is Chief Executive Officer of Berkowitz Pollack & Brand Advisors and Accountants and Chairman of Providence Wealth Advisors. He founded the firm 35 years ago. It's one of the largest independent accounting firms in Florida. Berkowitz Pollack & Brand has been recognized 16 times by Inside Public Accounting as a best of the best firm, one of the highest honors in the profession. I can tell you all the guys there are sharp. I know them and I do business with them. In addition to his role as CEO, Richard focuses his practice on strategic planning, succession consulting, and mergers and acquisitions. Although he's highly regarded for accounting and his advising, that's not why he's on our show today. He's serving as chairman of the Dolphin Cycle Challenge 5. 100% of the funds raised by walkers, runners, and riders goes to cancer research at the Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. Richard, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here, Jim.
Hey, now, what made you want to get involved with the DCC ride?
Well, it's been a long – I've been doing this for a long time. I started raising money in cycling events 25 years ago up in Massachusetts.
Whoa!
There's an event up there called the Pan Mass Challenge. And it benefits the Dana-Farber in Boston, and it's in its 36th year. And its goal this year is to raise $45 million in a two-day event, and will bring them to $500 million over 36 years.
Well, we are on the way to that in South Florida. We're not. We haven't been around for 40 years. I'd like to find out what they did in their 5th year like we're going to do.
You know, interestingly enough, this year, if we hit our goal, we will do what they did in their 18th year in 5 years.
Well, high five to us. What's our goal and how are we going to get there?
Our goal is cutting a $6 million check to Sylvester, 100% for research, 100% for local research in our community by highly qualified scientists, doctors, great people who are working every single day to try to find cures for cancers and, in even more important, better therapies to make people live longer.
You know, we've had a lot of the UHealth doctors and the Sylvester doctors on here talking about breast cancer, all the other cancers, getting better after you've had your cancer operation. I was at Sylvester yesterday for a personal reason, and I can only tell you that the facility has grown and changed since I was there last. It's a wonderful place. Everybody's terrific. They're happy. They're engaging. Even the valets are wonderful. But don't we have a goal for Sylvester that we're heading towards? Aren't we trying to make them like one of like 50 cancer institutions or something?
Well, it's the most important thing we're working towards. There are in the United States 41 National Cancer Institute designated comprehensive cancer centers. Only 41 in the country.
Wow.
And in California, Texas, New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, all of those states have more than 5.
We're the third largest state in the union. How come we only have one? This is not fair.
We have one, and it's not in South Florida.
Well, where is it? Why not?
So Moffitt, which is a great cancer center in Tampa, is great hospital, but it's not helping the folks here in South Florida. And what we need to do is raise the bar on cancer research in our community, raise the bar on cancer care in our community, and we want to attract better scientists. We want to attract better docs. We want to attract all the grants that come with the National Cancer Institute accreditation. And when we get that, that's what happens. So the Sylvester folks are working real hard at doing it, but one of the elements of that is the community has to be engaged with the institution and has to be helping the institution. So we're part of that effort, and every dollar of the money that we raise will go to cancer research.
Well, I got to tell you is that it's important to me. I know we're donating. I've got 4, 5, 6 doctors plus you that I'm going to be donating to. So I'm very excited about participating. Now, there's some people that can't make it out to volunteer. There's some people that can't ride. They just need to go to the website and get more information to donate. Where do people get more information, Richard?
RideDCC.com.
Well, that's easy enough, even for a Jets fan. I'll even repeat it for them. RideDCC.com. You go there, you follow the links, you get involved in our community, and you give a donation that's going to go directly 100% to cancer research.
There you go. So it's going to be an incredible weekend, February 7th and 8th. Out at the stadium, we have 6 rides. We have a 5K walk. We have wonderful volunteers. But more importantly, almost 3,000 people out all over 3 counties, all of them out raising money and making the effort here to give that money to cancer research in our community.
You know, it sounds really terrific, and I know that there's lots and lots of people, hundreds, thousands, obviously, of people that want to get involved. Do they have to do the whole ride, or are there just segments that they can go on?
Well, there's a really cool ride. There are actually 6 rides. The longest is 170 miles.
Whoa, talk about, you better have a good bicycle seat for that one.
And a little motor, too. The shortest is 13 miles on Sunday from the Dolphin Training Facility. And when you go there, you can take a peek inside, which is an unbelievable sight to see.
Very cool.
And there's a ride straight south right to the stadium, 13 miles long.
So that's fun for the family. Sounds like that's the family focus.
It's a great event. And the we've got police all over who are escorting riders. The entire route from the Dolphin Training Facility down to the stadium is coned off.
Oh, man.
So you're not fighting with cars. The intersections are manned by police. Ooh. When you ride up to the intersection, they stop all the cars. Now, we're going to make a few people unhappy because there can be some cars backed up. But the riders are going to be in great shape. And the 5K is the same thing. It's a really safe course, and people love being on it. Dolphin players are going to be there. We moved the date permanently this year to the weekend after the Super Bowl. So the players, the coaches, the whole football side of the organization are going to be involved this time. Dan Marino is going to be there on Friday night at the opening event at the stadium.
Cool.
Channel 4 is going to do a live show at 7:30 on Friday night, which is going to be a terrific show about the ride and about the event and about cancer, and it's really, and you can be there live, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So that's the kickoff event on Friday night. Saturday is 3 rides, and Sunday is another 3 rides plus the walk, and then the closing event at the stadium. So it's a really exciting, fun weekend.
Yeah, I know that, you know, we can't do this whole interview without at least paying homage to Jim Mandich. Jim Mandich, the original number one Dolphin for the Dolphin Ride to Cure Cancer. Now, Jeff, we've only got a couple of more minutes left, so why don't we make sure we hit all our important points?
Okay, the date is February 7th and 8th at the stadium, and February 6th, Friday night, opening. The opening event is open to everybody. You can come on down and enjoy the atmosphere. You mentioned Michael Mandich.
Yeah, Jim Michael Mandich, right.
Michael is CEO of the event, and
awesome.
He's doing a great job running the event. He's a wonderful guy, and he's a rider, and he's been a 5-year rider.
Well, high five to him. High five
to
him.
Michael.
What other good quick points can we get in before we've got to go?
You have to register before January 25th. January 25th is an important date, so if you're thinking about doing it, go to the website. Sign up now. And if you can't ride, sign up to be a volunteer because it's a great event to help people in. And if you can't volunteer, then donate. It's real easy to donate. You can donate to a team. You can donate to a rider. You can look them right up on the website.
Now, you know, we've got a couple of minutes left. So what prompted you, and I guess Berkowitz, Pollock & Brandt is a big sponsor too. What comes along with being a sponsor to this event?
You know, it's important to give back to the community. We have I have family that's had cancer, my parents, and I've been fighting back for years and years and years. We're going to win the battle against cancer, and
together
it may not be our generation, but you know, cancer's a plague of our generation.
Listen, I remember when I was a young kid and they said multiple sclerosis, for instance, wouldn't be cured. And today people are living longer, healthier lives with that. I think that we can do that. We've had guys on the show, doctors on the show that talk about the progress they're making in identifying the genes for cancer and doing gene therapy for cancer. There's so many breakthroughs that are on the horizon. And it's our job as members of the community to pay forward and help them do that.
You know what? It's 25 years I've been doing this, and it used to be a death sentence. It's not. Most of the cancers you can survive and survive for a long life. And the people at Sylvester are doing an amazing job helping out that effort in our community. And by the way, I left out one class. You can be a virtual rider.
There you go.
You can be a virtual rider and just raise money if you want to. So you can sign up, find that up on the website. And
I'm going to have to get my wife involved in doing that. She could do that for the two of us. Big D, how much more time do I have? Okay, well, I want to thank Jeff Berkowitz, CEO of Berkowitz, Pollock & Brandt, for coming in. I hope you'll come in some other time. Hey, how about after the ride to give us a reprise and tell us how we did? Can I have you back? All right. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming and being on our philanthropy show today. We'll be right back after this. Big D, we ready this time? We are ready to rock, and we're going to do it right now. Out of here, back after this.